This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in a fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock. Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. I'm sitting right here beside this, the ultimate scout rifle. Or I believe it's the ultimate scout rifle. Sorry about the creak. I need to get another arm here. And it is, you know, half of the ultimate part of it is the Boyd's gun stock that is on it. So go check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Right now, Brett Kavanaugh is still in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee going off on him right now. I need to put out some feelers and maybe send out some probes and maybe some scouts, because I kind of think hell might have frozen over, because I just saw the senior senator from South Carolina lose his mind. if you saw what I'm referring to, believe me, that is quite uncharacteristic of old Lindsay. But I want to ask you a question. Is all of this repugnant and egregious behavior of the Democrats on the Senate Judiciary Committee and all of their little enablers on the Hill, is this the Hill that they want to die on? Is this hideous, unfounded, but very well-coordinated attack on Judge Brett Kavanaugh worth it? Because Trump's going to he'll nominate somebody else. He might nominate two more people during his tenure in the White House. Given the better-than-average chance that Judge Kavanaugh will be confirmed by the Senate by the end of this week, it's not too far-fetched to imagine that the future Senate Judiciary Committee hearings will be tainted from the outset, clouded by doubt, much more nefarious behavior by Democrats, and punctuated with despicable vulgarity. And the problem here is not so much what they did, because all they did was waste time. They wasted time, which is the most precious of things. It's not something that can be replaced. And they grossly miscalculated, and they fell short. Yet, two, three women who were assisted by an army of lawyers and enablers and far-left political operatives crafted narratives that are not only devoid of any sort of detail, no factual evidence. As a feature, they have no corroborating witnesses. Not surprisingly, all of the witnesses that are named have categorically denied the allegations, leaving both of the accusers drowning in a sea of doubt and suspicion. And I mentioned this last night when I had Dan Walls on the show. Former Michigan Governor Jennifer Granholm stated on CNN that no corroborating witness proves the allegation to be true. Logic is superseding once again. The accused is guilty based solely on the repressed memories of the accusers, who have provided vague details of completely void of anything verifiable. No police reports, no eyewitness testimony. Maisie Hirano, the one who got out there and said, what did she say? She declared the Senate Judiciary Committee a court of credibility based on the belief that since accusers have come forward, their allegations are true and they must be believed. Senator Hirano earned her law degree from Georgetown University. So if Hirano is the standard by which all Georgetown law students are to be judged, I will be checking the next time I hire a lawyer to make sure that he's not from Georgetown. Now, let's sidestep a moment to former Yale classmate Deborah Ramirez. If those lewd allegations aren't enough to thoroughly discredit the ongoing spectacle, degenerate porn lawyer Michael Avenatti claims that there's a third female accuser ready to go public who will accuse Kavanaugh and his high school friend Mark Judge of pimping girls for sex after drugging and liquoring them up. And she went to all the parties. Surprisingly, the chief legal analyst for CNN called Avenatti's claims irresponsible. His name is Jeffrey Toobin. He said, he went on to say, is publicity seeking of the worst kind to just throw this garbage out there with no name? I think it's awful. For Toobin, and for all of the media and everything, this is the moment. The ones like Toobin that are getting out there and saying this, what this is telling you is they don't think this is the hill to die on today. They don't think this is the fight to the death yet, given the depth of everything they've got put out there, the depravity, and all of this just crazed, reprehensible behavior. There's no questioning the level of lewdness that the Democrats will stoop to in this poorly contrived attempt to derail Brett Kavanaugh. However, if they vote on him tomorrow and confirm him, Dan Walls is right. This will all go away. This will be over. All of these, and what will this do? This will discredit anybody that comes forward. Now listen, these things do happen. Maybe not to, I mean, some of this stuff is getting out there into the level of fantasy. It's almost like it's fiction. And yet we know that children are constantly being trafficked. We know that human trafficking is a gigantic thing. But this is going to harm legitimate claims. And this was all, this is the thing about Kavanaugh. One of the things they fear about him is the way he's going to read Heller. He's going to look at what Scalia put in Heller, and he's going to live with it. So when a assault weapon ban comes to him, at a, you know, Maryland or New Jersey or California or wherever it comes from, he's going to sit there and hear it, and he's going to vacate that law. He's going to vote to do that. He's going to vote for cert. And this is a thing they know, and this is a thing they can't stand, because if they can't disarm you, they can't run your life. In the name of the long game, this is why Brett Kavanaugh, who I had never heard of, had any of you ever heard of him? This is why they have tried to run him over roughshod. I've watched him giving testimony. Dude is trying really hard to maintain control. I still think he has nothing to apologize for, and he has nothing to explain. And all of this has just been a sham. And time's up, Democrats. Time is up. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
piece of Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
We know you've had Dragon's Breath in the morning, but you've got to experience Dragon's Breath at night. Wolf Hill Ammo's Dragon's Breath, an incendiary shotgun round in 12-gauge, 20-gauge, and a 410 with an amazing muzzle flash and a fireball that launches up to 125 yards. Pure fun to shoot. At Wolf Hill Ammo, we love shotguns and offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market. Visit wolfhillammo.com to see our large selection of specialty shotgun ammo at great prices with flat rate shipping. wolfhillammo.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of Nutrimedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at Nutrimedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
AR500 Armor Radio Studio.
Through the night.
This is Lock and Load. By the way, just a little thing out there. I had a column that was published in the Washington Times where I was telling everybody to watch out for Elon Musk because this was sort of a card game, you know, a house of cards rather. And you can just call me Nostradamus from now on. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock. Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at Boyd'sGunStocks.com. The utterly despicable charges leveled against Kavanaugh after he performed so brilliantly throughout the confirmation hearings are so patently false that it would be quite amusing just to watch the spectacle of the Democrats try to support and defend them, these accusers, if the stakes in this game were not so deadly serious. They're deadly serious for me and you, and they're deadly definitely. I mean, more impact is happening right now for Brett Kavanaugh, for his family. Now, we know from Brian Fallon, a Hillary Clinton operative, that the left has planned to destroy any person that Trump nominates to the court. So you have to wonder what the left strategy would be had he nominated Amy Coney Barrett. Maybe they would have reported that she had worked her way through college as a stripper or a prostitute. One thing's definite. They would have pulled out every sleazy trick in their little playbook to see that she was not confirmed either. And this is who the Democrats are nowadays. They will go to any lengths, no matter how seedy or illegal or fabricated, to ruin the people they fear. What kind of people do they fear? Well, they fear good, honest men like Brett Kavanaugh. People they cannot manipulate, bribe, or threaten to do their bidding. Who represents Christine Blasey Ford? Well, her name is Deborah Katz, a far-left socialist and Clinton fundraiser whose firm once represented Julie Switnick, or as I'm going to call her from here on out, Curly Sue, the most recent and most ridiculous accuser. Switnick is the one who, after she was in college, continued to attend high school parties where she claims that boys drugged girls and then lined them up to train rape them. She went to such parties at least 10 times, told no one. Which, okay, I'll play your stupid game there, Curly Sue. So you're basically telling us you're a sociopath. You have no empathy for anyone. She told no one. She reported nothing, even though she might have been the only adult present. And that in itself pretty much proves that this planned and plotted smear is all part of an overall strategy to keep that, literally anyone that Trump nominates from ever being confirmed. None of these ladies, and ladies, you guys are victims in this too. But you are completely, none of you are remotely believable at all. Your calculated accusations are vague on purpose. It's sort of like trying to figure out this, the community standards. Everybody talks about, well, you violated our community standards here at Facebook, YouTube, whatever. But it is vague. They do these vague on purpose so that they can apply them to whatever situation they need to. So it's not specific, it's not in detail. And that's what this is here too. It's not something that's ever meant to be proven. It doesn't exist, it never happened. So it's purposely vague. Without any detail that might lead to any corroboration. No need to investigate because there's nothing to find. The next one, Deborah Ramirez, is even less valid. She had to be cajoled for 6 days to become confident enough to name Kavanaugh as the man who perhaps exposed himself to her when she was drop-dead drunk on the floor of a party house. When do we start believing what drunks say? Which is not to say that she is an alcoholic today, but if she's drunk, I mean, do people that are drunk, do they just have total razor-sharp, high-resolution recall that I don't know about? Because in my youth, I had a few wild moments, and I couldn't tell you a whole lot of details about a whole lot of things. Now, Ramirez has wisely refused to testify to anyone. Who convinced her to speak up, though? Well, that same bevy of Democrat and media operatives tasked for months to dig up dirt on the cleanest man in D.C. So whom do they get to accuse him of, you know, of these made-up allegations? Most likely the most vulnerable, troubled women that they could find. Who else but persons of questionable sanity would agree to levy such a bunch of trumped up, unbearable charges against a man? They clearly they never knew him. There's, you know, and sadly, there's a lot of people, a lot of women who lie, and women who seek unwarranted detention, and women who are mentally ill and easily manipulated to do the bidding of others with contemptible motives. Guys, too, you guys aren't alone, ladies. Democrats found these three or four, and now they're using and abusing them. And the left today, which encompasses the entirety of the Democratic Party, the mainstream media, they have no scruples, no ethics, no moral sense. They defend the Clintons' criminality. They defend Bill Clinton's serial abuse of women. They defended Obama's anti-constitutional race-hustling activity throughout his 8-year tenure. They are completely corrupted now and disreputable. So in this new circus that we have of false accusations against Kavanaugh, if this has shown us anything, it is a complete wickedness of the Democrat Party and the mainstream media. So, you know, we should be, if you're a decent person, you should be raging right about now. There will be no blue wave. Of that, we can be sure now. Thanks, Democrats. You may think you were clever in mounting this monstrous smear, but leftists with families, sons, and daughters are not easily going to be led by your scams. They will leave the Democratic Party in droves. And Trump's right. This is a con game. Chuck Schumer is likely behind this entire travesty, along with an assembled group of financiers like the Clintons and Soros and resistors like Katz. And somebody's paying these ladies, I hope you're making bank. I do. You've offered up your stories that are so absurd and unprovable, this just certifies their conviction that the rest of us are really dumb and that they think they are cunning when they're merely conniving. The air of judgment will be their undoing. Thanks to the awakeness that Trump led, America might win. The hearing is ongoing. But prepare to be vindicated. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. Frustrated by your lack of shooting accuracy? Mantis X can help. Mantis X is an electronic coaching system that analyzes your shooting mechanics, diagnoses your issues, and recommends improvements, all in real time. Attach the motion sensor to your gun, pair it with our free coaching app on your phone, and start shooting. Mantis X shows you what you're doing wrong. Use Mantis X three ways: live fire, dry fire, or airsoft. Shoot, analyze, improve. MantisX.com.
USA Radio News.
President Trump is teasing about a possible trip to Afghanistan. The president hinted at the possible visit while wishing the troops a happy Thanksgiving during a teleconference. A few million people are thawing out after braving the bitter cold at the annual Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in New York City. Fox News caught up with these folks at the parade.
I'm freezing, but I think it's totally worth it.
You just got blankets on and it's not helping.
Green Bay Packers quarterback and Chico, California native Aaron Rodgers is donating $1 million to help those dealing with wildfires in California. Rodgers explains how others can donate to his fund to help California fire victims.
To find out more information about the relief and recovery efforts in Northern California, or to donate yourself, you can visit www.nvcf.org/Aaron Rodgers Fund.
In Thanksgiving NFL action, it was the Chicago Bears beating the Detroit Lions 23-16. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, you've heard me talking for a year about how much I love MyPillow. You can get one, too. And now it's a better deal than ever. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price plus shipping. And don't forget, now you have until March 1st to return it if you're not absolutely in love with it. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. But do it now.
Make Kohl's Black Friday your first stop with incredible Black Friday doorbusters. Stores open Thursday at 5 p.m. or shop online all day Thursday. Plus, get $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Get the Xbox One S, $199.99. Amazon Echo Dot, $24. Google Home Hub, $99. And the Fitbit Charge 3, $119.99. Kohl's Black Friday. Don't miss it. Select styles valid while supplies last or until 1 p.m. Friday. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock. Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Now, I just saw this pop up, so let's see if we can get... this is Durbin, Senator Durbin, telling Kavanaugh to tell everyone to suspend this process right now. Let's see if I can share this with you. Let's see if we can get that to play. There. Come on, let me have it.
Is it me? Or
no, that's an ad.
I feel the same.
While that's playing up, you know, there is no precedent for that ever happening. That has never happened in the history, as far as I know, of Supreme Court nominees where they said suspend the hearing and call an investigation by the FBI. Because, well, it's never had to before. Lots of Republicans have voted for these guys. Here you go.
Dr. Christine Ford sat in that same chair, and under oath, she said clearly and unequivocally that she was the victim of sexual assault at your hands. She answered our questions directly, and she didn't flinch at the prospect of submitting herself to an FBI investigation of these charges. We know, and I'm sure she's been advised by...
Which they don't have jurisdiction over.
The person lying to the FBI can face criminal prosecution. You have clearly and unequivocally denied that you assaulted Dr. Ford. With that statement, you must believe that there is no credible evidence or any credible witness that can prove otherwise.
I admit.
You started off with an impassioned statement at the beginning, and I can imagine, try to imagine what you have been through or your family's been through, and I'm sure I wouldn't get close to it.
Okay.
But it was an impassioned...
No, you wouldn't.
I'm sure I wouldn't. It's an impassioned statement. And in the course of it, you said, I welcome any kind of investigation. I quote you. I welcome any kind of investigation.
They see that as an opening now.
Right now, turn to your left in the front row. To Don McGahn, counsel to President Donald Trump. Ask him to suspend this hearing and nomination process until the FBI completes its investigation of the charges made by Dr. Ford and others and goes to bring the witnesses forward and provides
there are no witnesses
to this hearing. Well, I'm sure that the chairman at that point will understand that that is a reasonable request.
Now he's speaking for Grassley.
To arrest these charges if they are false or to prove them if they are not. You spent 2 years in the White House office that approved judicial nominees. You turned to the FBI over and over and over again for their work. Let's bring them in here and now. Turn to Don McGahn and tell him it's time.
That's
to get
never
this
happened.
Done.
This has never
FBI
happened ever.
Investigation is the only way to answer some of these questions.
Stop the clock. This committee is running this hearing. Not the White House, not Don McGahn, not even you as a nominee. We are here today because Dr. Ford asked for an opportunity here. I know you did too as well. In fact, maybe even before she did. We're here because
that's Grassley
people wanted
going
to be heard from charges that they all thought were unfair, or activities like sexual assault was unfair. So I want to assure Senator Durbin, regardless of what you say to Senator Don McGahn, we're not suspending this hearing. Proceed to answer the question, or whatever
you want to do,
gentlemen.
Just say this: if you, Judge Kavanaugh, turn to Don McGahn and to this committee and say, for the sake of my reputation, my family name, and to get to the bottom of the truth of this, I am not going to stay be an obstacle to an FBI investigation. I would hope that all the members of the committee would join me in saying, we're going to abide by your wishes, and we will have that investigation.
Nope. I welcome whatever the committee wants to do, because I'm telling the truth.
I want to know what you want to do.
I'm telling the truth.
I want to know what you want to do, Judge.
I'm innocent. I'm innocent of this charge.
Then you're prepared for an FBI investigation.
They don't reach conclusions. You reach the conclusions.
No,
Senator.
But they do investigate questions.
I'm innocent.
And you can't have it both ways, Judge. You can't say here at the beginning,
I wanted
a
hearing.
Moment,
look,
I welcome
thing,
any kind of investigation.
This thing was sprung on me.
This
thing was sprung at the last minute after being held by staff. You know,
Judge,
and I called for a hearing immediately.
If there is no truth to her charges, the FBI investigation will show that.
If you didn't do anything, you got nothing to fear.
They might not.
Are you afraid?
Come on,
Jay Whitt. The FBI does not reach. That's a phony question because the FBI doesn't reach conclusions.
So
they just provide the 302s. With 302s, so I can explain to people who don't know what that is.
What?
They just go and do what you're doing: ask questions and then type up a report. They don't reach the bottom.
This morning, I asked Dr. Ford. I asked her about this incident where she ran into Mark Judge in Safeway. And she said, sure, I remember. It's 6 or 8 weeks after this occurrence. Well, someone at the Washington Post went in and took a look at Mr. Judge's book and has been able to, the run that he wrote about his addiction and his alcoholism. And they have narrowed it down what they think was a period of time, 6 or 8 weeks after the event. And he would have been working at the Safeway at that point. So the point I'm getting to is we at least can connect some dots here and get some information. Why would you resist that
Here's
kind of
dots.
Investigation? Why would you resist that kind of investigation?
I wanted the hearing last week.
I'm asking about the FBI investigation.
The committee figures out how to ask the questions. I'll do whatever. I've been on the phone multiple times with committee counsel. I'll talk to...
Judge Kavanaugh, will you support an FBI investigation right now?
I will do whatever the committee wants to...
Personally, do you think that's the best thing for us to do?
Do just tries to maneuver him into a place which they do to themselves all the time.
You know, look, Senator, I've said I wanted a hearing, and I said I was welcome anything. I'm innocent.
Dude's been this through six background checks from the FBI.
Held when it could have been presented.
Some of you have been through background checks.
It could have been held and handled confidentially at first, which was what Dr. Ford's wishes were, as I understand it. It wouldn't have caused this, like, destroyed my family like this effort has.
Which, that's not what the Democrats wanted to have happen. Confidentiality
will help all of us on both sides of the issue.
Nope.
Senator Graham asked for the floor. But before he does, it seems to me that if you want to know something, you got the witness right here to ask him. And secondly, if you want an FBI report, you can ask for it yourself. I've asked for FBI reports in the past, in the 38 years I've been in the Senate.
This is a travesty. That whole this guy, if somebody's paying this guy,
my friend from
nearly what, $200,000 a year to get out there and talk that drivel. This is, if that doesn't prove to you right there that their whole thing is not, they're not interested in the truth. They just want to stop this nomination, stop this process, and stop this nominee. Because what he's going to do, the change, that the one vote change that's going to occur when he goes in, it's not going to be a swing vote no more. It's going to be definitive. And there is nothing up in the air about this. There is nothing up in the air about what he's going to do when he does get confirmed. I can't wait. When he, my prediction of it, if he gets confirmed, you'll hear me laughing down here in the upstate of South Carolina. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hvextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hvextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. The shotgun project is coming along. The scout rifle is just about there. And we got a special surprise coming on later on this year for two stocks that are one of a kind. That's all coming out of Boyd's Gun Stocks. You can be a part of that by going to boydsgunstocks.com. Now then. Oh, gosh. Let's talk a little bit about the real lay of the land, shall we? What voters hate most about politicians is this maddening tendency to keep, or to even try to keep, or to even give the appearance of trying to keep their campaign promises. And in this regard, Donald Trump is a really, truly revolutionary force in politics, in nature, in physics. He's a veritable saint among the demons. Now, when you consider that, and you consider the relative peace and prosperity that we enjoy right now, how do we explain a presidential approval rating that remains mired in the low to mid-40s? Trump is the center of all political gravity, and he leads the GOP in the question of how voters really view him as a major factor in the upcoming election. See, we're seeing all these polls telling us how we really view him. Of course, nobody's asked me how I view him. We should be ignoring the polls.
And we should admit to ourselves, and feel free to admit to ourselves, I'm not saying get complacent, okay? But the picture heading into the 2018 elections is brighter than it seems. There are at least 8 ways in which the poll numbers are likely exaggerated against Trump and thus the Republicans in general. Number 1, the pollsters are asking the wrong question. Every polling firm, aside from Rasmussen, appears to ask this exact question. Do you approve of the way Donald Trump is handling his job as president? Clearly, handling is a loaded term in the context of Trump. There are millions of Americans who don't care for his handling of things. They don't like that he's on Twitter. I mean, I've been told by I don't know how many people I know that they would be fine with him if he just stayed off Twitter. But this largely speaks to demeanor and style. These same people are at the same time satisfied with his actual job performance and results. So it's not clear exactly what question Rasmussen asks regarding Trump's job approval. But Rasmussen reports his results in terms of job performance. Now, number 2, many firms consistently produce negative results outside the norm, suggesting bias. Could you believe that? Or a flawed approach. An analysis of the Real Clear Politics polling data going back to Trump's inauguration shows that Quinnipiac polls consistently produce lower results than other polls taken around the same time. The same is true for CBS, IBD, TIPP, Gallup, and to a lesser extent CNN, CNBC, and Pew. Only Rasmussen consistently produces higher than average results. And that is probably skewed for us thinking that it's higher than average because the average is being falsely driven down. The questions that are asked, the ideological sample that is polled, and the order in which the questions are asked can all affect the results. And with the exceptions of Gallup and Rasmussen, who always poll exactly 1,500 people, polling samples from other firms always vary. Number 3, corporate media ignore Trump's successes, and instead they obsess over issues that can be used to paint him in a bad light. And it's always temporary. All of these things are always temporary. A recent analysis of corporate media's labeling of Trump's emotional state shows a regular use of terms such as angry and lashing out. 93% of corporate media coverage of Trump's first 100 days was negative. Recent coverage has been 91% negative. Nothing draws a crowd like a crowd. And the corporate media know this, so they try to create the impression that most people are anti-Trump. It's called the Bradley Wilder effect. It's almost certain to be in evidence in November. Voters respond to polling based on the current ethos rather than their own self-interest, but their self-interest produces a different result in the voting booth. Lately, I've been seeing Trump bumper stickers. A lot of people pull those off after the violent tendencies became a very vivid display after Trump announced his candidacy. And all of that violence and vandalism was meant to intimidate the supporters of Donald Trump and the resulting fear to make a small public statement of sports, like putting on a bumper sticker or a yard sign, is surely an indication that the polling results are also affected. Number 4, many polling firms sample the wrong people, registered voters or all adults. The only valid sample is likely voters. Those who stay home on election day aren't part of the election results. Number 5, Trump brought out a lot of voters for the first time in 2016 and brought back into action many voters who hadn't voted in years. These voters will be overlooked by the firms using any likely voter screen that focuses on a history of voting, and many 2016 voters were taking a risk with Trump. No one was certain what he was going to do. Now they know more, as do their friends and neighbors who are of like mind but sat out 2016. There may be bigger numbers. Some people are so outraged by biased reporting and leftist mania that they will be voting this November for the first time. And the leftist radicalism has driven many to walk away from the Democratic Party, like what's going on right now today with Kavanaugh. Number 6, the left is concentrated in population centers and a few large states. So much so that Trump won the popular vote outside California in 2016 despite losing the overall popular vote by 3 million votes. Take lopsided California out of the polling results and the polling looks different. Nationwide, the population concentration on the left historically plays against the Democrats. In 2016, Republicans won 49.13% of total congressional votes cast, but captured more than 55% of the seats. In 2014, Republicans won 57% of the seats with 52% of the vote. Number seven, voters have yet to become focused on actual voting. That is true in every election, but in the Trump era, things are different. The diet of anti-Trump news from the corporate media is so steady that it's hard to gauge what effect campaign advertising messages about peace and prosperity will have on voter sentiment as the voting nears. How many people really know the details of what's going on out there? Number eight, and this is something they can't stop, Trump is a singularly energetic campaigner. His efforts will likely move more Republicans and Republican-leaning independents to the polls. Seeing large arenas overflowing with animated Trump supporters is probably a drag on Democrats. Let me give you the peak. According to Real Clear Politics, polling average for the direction of the country is at a five-year high and has been steadily rising for the last year. The peak under Obama was in June of 2009. What's that? 5 months after he was nominated, with 45.8% of those polled saying the country was moving in the right direction. 2 years later, Obama bottomed out at 17%. On election day, it was 31%. Today, it stands at 41%. Because of Trump's unprecedented commitment to keeping those campaign promises I mentioned. For the first time in a generation, you can go and vote with enthusiasm. Feel free to ignore the polls and to go out and celebrate this American way of life by continuing that which the mainstream media hates, which is ignoring them. They hate to be ignored. You know, I was when I was talking with Dean last night. You know, I was talking about how these gun grabbers. We'll go into that article in a little bit, but how they don't understand how there isn't gun control all over the place, and that's because we ignore the media and the fact that they don't understand why we ignore the media tells you how much of a bubble and how tone deaf they are to the what's going on in the country today. We'll be right back. Hour number two is inbound. This is Lock and Load. Cheaper Than Dirt is America's ultimate shooting sports discounter. We sell it for less because we can. From ammo and gun to optics, from hunting and shooting to survival gear, we have everything for the outdoors. And all high-quality brand-name product from your favorite manufacturers. Enjoy the Cheaper Than Dirt Rewards program, where every dollar earns points and gets you more gear. At Cheaper Than Dirt, we sell it for less, and it's all in stock and ready to ship.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.